University on lockdown. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The University of Virginia in Charlottesville responding to reports of a shooting early Monday. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
The University of Virginia is on lockdown at this hour following reports of an on-campus shooting. That's according to tweets from university police. According to police, the suspect is still on the run and is considered armed and dangerous. It's unclear if there are any injuries or deaths at this time. People on campus grounds are urged to shelter in place.
UVA Emergency Management's Twitter account has established an emergency hotline for people to call for information. President Biden is in Indonesia for the G20 summit, where he will meet with China's President Xi Jinping on Monday. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports from Bali.
The White House is setting low expectations for Biden's first meeting with his Chinese counterpart as president, striking out deliverables and framing goals around managing a contentious relationship after Xi tightened his grip on power with an unprecedented third term, and also Biden's critics have pushed for a hard line with President Xi. In Cambodia, Biden called out Beijing's grab for regional dominance without naming names, offering a full-throated commitment to Southeast Asian nations.
The president's last summit of the trip will be the meeting of the G20 leaders. They will discuss glacial economics and plan to increase pressure on Putin, who won't be in attendance. A mid-air collision between two military aircraft at a Dallas air show Saturday leaves six people dead. Michael Graham of the NTSB says a full investigation is underway.
We are on scene to gather perishable evidence. Our team methodically and systematically reviews all evidence and considers all potential factors to determine the probable cause.
Graham says a full investigation could take up to 12 to 18 months before a final report is released. No one on the ground was injured. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Georgia Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker heading to a December 6th runoff. Fox's Charles Watson reports from Atlanta, Georgia.
We've seen both of these candidates really try to tailor their messages enough so that there's a clear distinction between the two. That's what we've been hearing from Walker in interviews and at bus stops around the state, where he's tried to make the case that Warnock is just a rubber stamp for President Biden and responsible for a lot of the issues that we're facing as a country right now, such as inflation and rising crime. And we heard from Warnock at an event with multi-platinum recording artist, rapper Little Baby, where he said that Walker just morally and intellectually is not up to serve the people of Georgia.
Twitter's new CEO, Elon Musk, told the audience at the B20 Business Forum in Bali, Indonesia, Monday, "Be careful what you wish for." He joined the conference by video link. A small Oklahoma town helping to set a unique world record.
Over the last week, the folks in Veneta, Oklahoma came to the Highway Cafe not just for the food, but to take part in a once-in-a-lifetime event. About 100 people took turns working around the clock for about a week to place 60,066 half-inch stickers on a 1963 Rambler to set a new Guinness World Record for the car with the most stickers attached. Beth Hilburn owns the cafe and says setting the mark is really cool.
Super exciting. As a kid, you always wanted to do that.
Heath Hughes personally applied about 4,000 stickers.
A lot of stickers. Blown away. it turned out way better than I expected it to.
The stickers formed a design to promote local businesses along Route 66.
That's Fox's Kevin Uretsky. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.